Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're in week number 6 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe. We began the series with a show on headaches, then a show on the jaw and TMJ. We talked about the neck and the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment, which is a specialty at our office. In week 4, we covered shoulder issues before moving on to the spine. Last week, we discussed elbow and wrist problems. Well, today we're talking about low back pain, subject that we see a lot here at the Prather Practice.
It is.
And how common is low back pain?
Well, for all doctor visits, low back pain is the number 2 reason, right after upper respiratory infections.
Oh, really?
So, you know, it's something that's seen quite a bit in doctor's offices.
Mm-hmm.
Most adults are going to, 50% of all adults in 1 year is going to have an episode of low back pain.
1 out of 2 people.
1 out of 2 people. 80% are going to have a bad back pain at mm-hmm. least one time in their life.
Okay.
And then the cost factor is it's $50 billion a year direct costs and $100 billion in indirect costs per year.
What does that mean, indirect and direct costs?
Direct costs is I got back pain, what am I spending to try to get it fixed?
Okay.
And then the indirect costs would be costs to lost work, wages, production, all those types of things.
You said $100 billion.
$100 billion. So you're talking about a total of about $150 billion that is spent on and caused by low back pain.
So it's causing a lot of loss of work.
Loss of work, production, mm-hmm. Money out of people's pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So, and besides just the suffering that people have, it's amazing how many people have chronic low back pain and not getting any relief.
Mm. Well, who are the individuals that get low back pain?
Interestingly enough, women get low back pain more often than men.
Really?
Yes.
That's surprising.
I know. People usually think it's men over women, but mm-hmm. It's more common in women. And as you get older, the rate of back pain increases.
Mm-hmm.
So a higher percentage of, as you get older, the more common back pain is. And the statistics for back pain, it's very interesting. The number of people who suffer with back pain is on the rise.
Hmm.
So it's something that is not a decreasing type of problem, but an increasing problem. And you're more commonly to get back pain if you spend 80% of your working time in a sitting position.
Okay, I was wondering why that is. You know why that is, and I think you just answered that.
I did. Because more and more people have that type of a
sedentary
job. Sedentary mm-hmm. sitting, oftentimes working at a computer. It is not something that is conducive to the back.
It's probably increasing neck pain, poor posture.
Of course.
Okay. Well, what causes low back pain?
Well, there are a whole host of problems that can occur with back pain. Because when you're talking about the back, you've got, of course, the skeletal structure. You have all the nerves going through there, spinal cord, tendons, ligaments, muscles. All of that combines, and any of those types of problems can lead to back pain, as well as some internal problems, kidneys. Can certainly contribute to it. Even abdominal pains can refer back to the back. Mm-hmm. So it's a very complex type of structure, and figuring out what the problem is one of the more important things that you can do for the back.
So how important are proper diagnostics for the low back pain?
Extremely important. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are, as an example, I had a woman who came in, and she was saying, you know, my left hip hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's and they want to do surgery on my back, but I don't think it's my back. You know, so they're talking about doing surgery, and I'm not sure. I want a second opinion. So one of the things that that is really important is being able to reproduce the pain. Okay. Mm-hmm. So reproduction of the pain is extremely important. And if you looked at her imaging, the back's a disaster, a tremendous amount of arthritis, scoliosis, all sorts of different types of problems. But I couldn't really reproduce the pain in the back. So, I started to check her out. IT band was really hot. Left SI joint was inflamed. And then I went down to her knee, and it was extremely valgus, quite a bit of problems. We did an x-ray on the knee. It's really coming from the knee is where her problems. We did an adjustment on the knee and had instantaneous back pain relief.
And she was going to get back surgery.
And she was going to get back surgery, and it wasn't going to work at all.
Mm-hmm. Good for her to get a second opinion.
Get a second opinion and then prove it. And I demonstrated, in other words, I reproduced the pain for her in each of those different types of areas. Mm-hmm. So I went in there, palpated the knee, and I said, were you even aware that was a problem? She said, not really. Mm-hmm. This is where I was feeling the pain, but that's extremely tender. Did the imaging on it, quite a bit of problems in through the knee. That's going to be a major area of working with her. Mm-hmm. So having those types of diagnostic abilities,
right,
is very important.
You talked about imaging, x-ray.
Imaging is very important. So, but you have to image, you need to do the exam first, mm-hmm, find the problem, because they hadn't even imaged her knee.
Okay.
Whereas we did. Mm-hmm. So finding someone who has the knowledge to go in there and look at situations. I had a patient who came in who had had disc surgery, L5, because of a sciatica, and had no relief. So
after the surgery?
After the surgery, and it was a year later, and went back to the surgeon, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. What's going on is basically what the surgeon said. I came in, went down, did some check, found a piriformis syndrome, which is a muscle that goes into spasm and will clamp down on the sciatic nerve. We did a shot into the piriformis, strengthened the piriformis, got that all. And as soon as we got the piriformis relaxed, all the sciatica was gone. Mm. So, really, again, it was really didn't need the surgery, just needed to get the piriformis released. Mm-hmm. So diagnostics are extremely important to find
but
out what the problem is.
But isn't diagnostics like this as good as the person doing it?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. And you can't, the imaging, all the nerve conduction tests, all those different types of things, are only as good as the examination itself. Mm-hmm. And being willing to look at the entire body, we find that sometimes the feet are an imbalance in the feet, mm-hmm, structurally can be causing the low back pain. It can be knees. I've had people where, having low back pain, we adjusted the neck and all the low back pain went away. Immediately.
Yeah, it's just one long spine, right?
And So, in other words, if you're not getting the results, trying to find someone who can figure out, and, as they do an evaluation on the people who are going in to be examined for their low back pain, mm-hmm, they find that the diagnostician only gets it right one out of nine times.
Hmm. Are you talking about that in the disease care model?
In general.
So one out of nine times.
One out of nine times, mm-hmm, the cause of the low back pain is found. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we don't start anything until we figure out why. Mm-hmm. And that's just a very careful, you have to have hands-on, you got to have a knowledge, and the way that you show what's going on is you can reproduce the pain, you can do the correction, and the pain goes away. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you know, okay, that was, if you can't fix it, then then you don't really have the cause of the pain.
Right. So what do you find is your best diagnostic tool for low back pain?
My hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going in there and palpating the area is very, very important. And then as I'm examining people, and that's one of the things that's just, you know, helpful for chiropractors. You know, I have people who examine and medical doctors and nurse practitioners. But, you know, being able to go in there and really go in there and palpate and say, you know what, I think your problem's right here. Mm-hmm. Watch them kind of jump up off the table and say, by golly, doc, I think you got it.
They say, by golly.
Yeah. That's an exact quote. By golly, doc, I think that's it. And when you can do that, and then you can make the correction, and the pain just goes away immediately.
That's how chiropractors have been trained.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Your hands are your best diagnostic tool.
Yes. And, you know, my patients know that, yes, we have the answer on that. We know exactly what's going on. And that's something that you should feel comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
you know, on whoever's treating you.
Right.
You know, that you sit there and say, you know, you keep questioning, doc, you know, how do you know that that's the problem? You know,
and so,
show
and
it to me.
Right.
Prove it
to
me.
Reproduce that pain.
Reproduce that pain, and then also be able to do something to get it under control. And quickly, and as we work with people, they feel an immediate difference.
Right, right. There'd be a lot of surgeries that could be prevented.
Yes. Surgeries, that's a whole nother subject.
For another day. When we come back, more on low back pain.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Well, what is the Gallup report?
The first ever annual report on people's awareness of chiropractic. The Gallup system has never really done a survey on actual chiropractic to find out where people are with chiropractic, their understanding.
So what did they find out? How do people view chiropractic?
About 14% of the population on a yearly basis use chiropractors.
Mm-hmm.
About 50% of all adults have been to a chiropractic, and they have a very positive view of chiropractic. We have the highest satisfaction rate of any healthcare professional.
Mm. Interesting.
With the people who've actually visited us.
Mm-hmm. And experienced it.
And experienced it.
People have a lot of opinion that haven't even gone to one.
Right, and have no idea what it is.
Uh-huh.
So when they asked people who had not been to a chiropractor, the other 50%, of those 25% said chiropractic they considered was dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Have you had any experience with chiropractic? No.
Interesting.
The other group was like, I'm not really quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of misconception on that, you know, on what's actually going on. And there's a lot of opinions that really don't hold water. You know, one of the things that keeps people away from chiropractic is it safe? Is mm-hmm. this a safe modality? And even a lot of professionals aren't aware of the facts that's associated with that. But according to an independent group called the insurance company, which does, if you are in the insurance business, you know that they are extremely thorough because they're talking about their money. Chiropractic malpractice has the lowest rates of any healthcare professional.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses have a higher malpractice rate. Dental assistants have a higher malpractice rate. My medical assistant has a higher malpractice rate than I do.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the thought patterns on that chiropractic is dangerous. It is actually the least dangerous of all the healthcare systems out there. The research is just, you know, overwhelming on the benefit of chiropractic.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're in week number 7 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe, and we're talking about low back pain. And Dr. Prather, the statistics that you gave us of, you know, one out of two people deal with low back pain.
Yeah, at least in their year. Once a year, yeah.
Once a year. And $100 billion is...
Well, $50 billion on direct costs and $100 billion in secondary costs.
Yeah, so
you're talking about $150 billion.
A lot of lost work and, you know, a lot of these big corporations. And it's not just the manual jobs. It's
right.
A lot of the jobs where people are sitting, the more corporate jobs also. But you see these large businesses bringing in chiropractors.
Yes.
To their businesses to help help this problem of low back pain. Well, let's talk about, you know, what are the best treatments for low back pain?
The best treatments that are shown up are chiropractic, acupuncture, physical therapy, exercise, rehab therapy, massage. All those things are the best treatments for, have been shown to be the best treatments for low back pain. So, you know, looking towards those types of things is really what should be done as a first line of treatment.
And those are all things that we do here.
Right.
Well, let's talk about why were there recent changes in standard of care for low back pain?
Well, the standard of care before had been starting out with, really with opiates.
That was the start.
That was the beginning point for really working with them. Pain medication, and then see if the problem resolved. That has been a complete and total disaster. It was something that the... all the authorities, the hospital groups, the medical groups, the people who manage pharmaceuticals said, wow, did we ever make a mistake on that? The reason is that opiates are good for very severe pains and end-of-life situations. Now, they're absolutely wonderful. I have nothing against pharmaceuticals used properly. But opiates for any type of chronic pain do not decrease the pain, but increase the pain. So there is a perception that the patient has that the body starts to crave the opiates. And so there is an ever-increasing amount that they need to take, and then there becomes an addiction. They used to say, well, only 2% of the people get addicted, but that's absolutely not true. Basically, anybody and everybody who takes opiates long enough will be addicted. It's 100%. So we have a opiate crisis because of improper treatments, and one of the main areas was low back pain. So not only, and you know, and I have patients who came in, to me because they were in severe pains. I had a gentleman who came in who had actually had 3 surgeries on his back. All had failed, had gotten worse each time. And then he was on opiates, and he was just absolutely miserable. And the first thing I said is, the opiates are making your pain worse, which was hard for him to believe because he had such a discomfort when he stopped taking them. But if I took, I have no low back pain, right now, if I took opiates for 3 months and then I started to work off of them, I would be in pain.
when you didn't start with low back pain.
When I didn't even start with pain.
Yeah.
There will be an increase in pain because of the withdrawal. Mm. Because the body no longer is producing their own opiates correctly. Mm. So, you know, and trying to help them to understand that, yes, you have a real problem with your back, which we were able to resolve, but also trying to get the person now off of the opiates and understanding the difference between the original pain and the pain that's caused by the opiates. Mm. So opiates not only do not help with the pain, they create pain.
So why were they used? Why are they still being used?
Yes.
Nothing has changed.
Well, you know, and there has been a huge amount of movement to sit there and say, hey, docs, we got to stop the opiates. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the amount of prescriptions is continually to increase.
Why is that?
That's a really good question. And one of the things is that docs, you know, the patient is coming in saying, I'm in pain. I took my opiate and I feel much better. I want more. Mm-hmm. And the doctors need to be strong enough to say, no, that's going to increase your pain. Yeah. It's a perception difference.
Right. And they have to have different answers for them, too, besides
surgery
and opiate.
That's the main problem. They do not. See, we don't have the chiropractic, the acupuncture, the massage, and the exercise physiology training that is readily available. Mm-hmm. And there is an opposition where you have disease care and you have structure function care. Mm-hmm. Basically, the whole thing with low back pain is low back pain should be treated structure function care, not disease care. Mm-hmm. Because it is so much more effective, and we don't have the two types of cares integrated. Mm-hmm. Disease care is pharmaceuticals and surgery. And both of those have fail with the results on low back pain. Whereas with the structural care, with chiropractic, physical therapy, massage, acupuncture, the results are extremely good.
Right.
And you're going into your primary care physician who is not familiar and integrated with a structure function office, and therefore there's cracks that people with low back pain fall through and don't get the care that they need. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is an education process that we need to make, not only with the public, but also with the physicians who are having all these. It's the number two reason that their patients are coming in to see them. And, you know, they want to provide an answer. They're you know, caring people. Mm-hmm. And, oh, you say the opiates seem to help you? Okay, here, let me write you a script for that. Mm-hmm. Without really being the doctor and saying that's not, you know, I understand the physiology of what occurs. You know, you're not getting that. That's going to lead to a worsening of your condition and then a worsening of your health and addiction.
So
you cannot do that.
How did this gentleman end up?
Very good.
Yeah.
We were able to do some detox, mm-hmm. Basically getting him off the opiates. It wasn't an easy process, but it was much easier to fix his back than it was to get him off the opiates.
Mm. Yeah, and it's too bad. He had 3 back surgeries and then finally decided. See, where actually people should come through your doors before.
Right. Now, there are times where surgeries are essential. Mm-hmm. But what they have found, if you can avoid the surgery, if it's not a critical situation where you have to have it, mm-hmm. the long-term studies are anything over 5 years, you know, for those who had to have had it, that's okay. But after 5 years with surgery, you are always, now I repeat this, and this study was done by orthopedic surgeons, mm-hmm. people who do the surgeries, you are always better off if you never had the surgery in the first place. Mm-hmm. I repeat that. surgeries always have a worse outcome than no surgeries in the long term. First 2 years, people usually do better. From 3 to 4 years, it's about the same. After 5 years, they are always, I mean always, always, always worse off than if they had never had the surgery in the first place.
Interesting. Well, why is chiropractic a good treatment for low back pain?
It has a very high success rate. The other thing is it is extremely safe. So chiropractors pay the lowest malpractice insurance of any profession out there, and I mean any profession, for any healthcare profession. My medical assistants pay a higher premium than I do.
Your medical assistants?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. The nurse practitioner does, but I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. Nurse practitioner, nurses, medical assistants. But we pay a very, very low. And that's the reason is because we don't have, you know, injuries that are associated with it. So chiropractic is extremely safe. Now, there are many different types of techniques. I had a gentleman who came in with a spinal asthesis, and he was having some back pains and had tried chiropractic. He said, well, I tried chiropractic, and I didn't find, you know, it actually made me worse. And I sat there and I said, well, what type of adjustment did they do? And they had done a side posture. Side postures are contraindicated for a spinal asthesis. There is a specific chiropractic adjustment for spinal asthesis that is promoted by the Chiropractic Association. I did that and he had immediate pain relief. So, you know, if you have not gotten the results on the chiropractic with low back pain, it might be because they didn't use the proper procedure. So, you know, be aware that getting a second opinion, because there are, according to the American Chiropractic Association, there are 40 different recognized technique systems, totally all 40. Different. 40 different types of systems of chiropractic care. And we've done our own compilation. We've come up with over 400. So, you know, when I have patients come in, I have about six basic types of chiropractic care that we give, and it varies according to the case. So a chiropractic adjustment is not necessarily a chiropractic adjustment, and I switch them around according to the needs of the patient. So, you know, again, chiropractic is an alignment, a bringing back into homeostasis of the spine. And there are a lot of different ways to do that. And if you bring it back into the proper alignment, the results are amazing.
I know. I see it all the time.
Sure.
Day in and day out. We come back more on treatments for the low back pain.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
So I had a hernia operation, and I think you'll agree that a hernia is a pretty manly affliction. And it is. And I'd like to tell you that I got the hernia from cage fighting a bear or lifting a burning car off a baby. But really, it was just a bad cough. It really was. You know, you're not the toughest guy in the room when you're forced to have surgery after a chest cold.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision erection problems, infertility, and so much more. Through the end of July, the Prather Practice is offering 3 acupuncture sessions for only $99. That's over 50% off of the regular price. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're in week number 7 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe, and we're talking about low back pain. And Dr. Prather, we're going into the best treatments for low back pain. Do we call these conservative treatments?
I would classify them as conservative treatments, and most people would consider mm-hmm. those conservative treatments.
Yeah, we talked about the chiropractic. Let's talk about the benefits of acupuncture for low back pain.
Certainly. Acupuncture is an amazing type of a treatment for back pain, and we get great results off of that. Many people have, like the gentleman who had the spondylolisthesis and didn't have a good response with the chiropractic, had actually come in to me for acupuncture. Because mm-hmm. he had it done before, and he says, you know, it was great. I felt an immediate difference. So he had come to me for the acupuncture, and then I also convinced him on the proper adjustment for the for his spondylolisthesis, and which he was even more amazed with. But the acupuncture is excellent because it produces natural opiates in the body, mm-hmm. and also improves the receptors for the natural opiates. So one of the things that we find, like with the gentleman who was hooked on opiates mm-hmm. from his doctor, I mean, it wasn't something that he had done on his own. They were all prescription. Mm. He wasn't doing anything illegal on that. And one of the things that he got the best results with was acupuncture, because it reverses the negative effects of the opiates. Mm-hmm. So one, it stimulates your own body's opiates to be produced, and also opens up the receptors. So acupuncture, I've been able to utilize that for has to be a part of anyone who's been taking opiates, and for their treatment, because it reverses all the effects on that. So where opiates increase your pain and your pain receptors. Whenever you're having problems, acupuncture does the exact opposite.
Interesting.
So you get a increase in opiates, a decrease in inflammation. It speeds up healing time. So if you would have a cut on your arm or something, and you used acupuncture needles, the cut would heal twice as fast. That's mm-hmm. what they found in studies. Matter of fact, I had one lady who had come in and had a scar on her abdomen mm-hmm. 25 years ago, and I put acupuncture needles in there, and the scar completely disappeared.
Wow.
So we can use, let's say you had a surgical procedure on your back, and it didn't go well, and you produced a lot of scar tissue, where that's a lot of where, you know, failed back surgery comes from. Mm-hmm. I can use the acupuncture along there and dissolve. The body will dissolve the scar tissue, and you can get some immediate relief.
Wow, because there's a lot saying that you can't do anything with scar tissue.
And yes, and scar tissue goes away with acupuncture. So you get an anti-inflammatory effect. Mm-hmm. It decreases pain, increases your ability to handle pain. It has a healing property on there, where it will reverse and get rid of scar tissue and heal up any type of acute trauma. And then also it produces a tremendous amount of oxytocin. Whenever you put needles, acupuncture needles, the body's, which is your feel-good hormone.
Is that why everybody relaxes with the acupuncture?
Right. People come out and say, did you put some drugs in those needles? You know, what was that? Uh-huh. And what it is they had an increase in their opiates and their opiate receptors.
They're natural opiates.
Natural opiates. Mm-hmm. So you get a high mm-hmm. from acupuncture.
Without the addiction.
Without the addiction, and it increases your oxytocin. So just to give you an idea, if you come up and you get a hug from someone, you got that feel good type of thing, that's oxytocin being released.
But you got a needle in you.
But we're putting a needle in. And it's like a big hug. Uh-huh. And people are like, oh my gosh, I feel so good. I have some people who come in and said, I'd like an acupuncture treatment. And I go, well, you know, what do you have? Oh, I don't have any pain or discomfort. I just want an acupuncture treatment. It feels so good. And people are like, really? You stick needles in people and people feel really good and they fall asleep? And I said, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just like she was 16, came in, and, you know, her brother and her mom had gotten acupuncture, and she came in. And I sat there and said, well, you know, where do you have pain? She said, I don't have any pain. I just heard the acupuncture feels really good. So she was so nervous because she was so afraid of needles. And she's like, wait. Okay, let me prepare myself. Okay, go on ahead. And I did it. And she goes, that's it? That's all I feel?
She had to prepare herself.
Yeah, and then she goes, oh, gosh, go on ahead. So I did all the needles. And then afterwards she was like, wow. That really works. That's such a great high. I can't believe it.
And you know, on our Facebook, we have, and you can get it on our website at thepraetherpractice.com, there's a video showing an acupuncture session,
for people.
So they can
kind of see what that looks like. Because they're not really needles, they're filaments.
Right.
They're smaller than a hair. But acupuncture is absolutely wonderful and one of the favorite things to be treated. And it's extremely excellent for low back pain with absolutely no risk and pretty much a guarantee that it's going to help.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, let's talk about the benefits of massage. This is something near and dear to my heart. That... All of it, really, but
yeah,
I get my two massages a month.
Oh, yeah. And going in there and working with the muscles, not only do you need to work with the skeletal structure, with the chiropractic, with the chemicals and the energetics of the acupuncture, but also getting in there and relaxing the soft tissue. Getting those muscle spasms down is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
We have many different types of massage techniques. We have an amazing massage therapist. Who goes in there and works out those tight muscles. And, you know, it's a lot of my patients, and they say it independently without hearing it, ah, good, it's drool time. they say, you know, I try not to drool, but I do every time that happens, and it's like, oh. And, again, it just really helps to get that pain level down.
Mm-hmm.
And just... A very important part, and that we look at that as a very important part of what is done on our patients.
Yeah, therapeutic massage.
Yes.
Very important. Well, let's talk about rehabilitation exercises. You know, why are they so important for resolving low back pain?
Well, you know, the whole thing is we don't want the problems to reoccur.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you need to get the stretching, the strengthening. The best results always come long term.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, many insurance companies don't even want to cover low back pain unless rehab is part of it.
Right.
Because we're not wanting to have to fix you every few months, you know, everything mm-hmm. like that for the same problem. You have to get in there and get the underlying problem corrected.
And I think what's really unique with us, because I work in with patients in therapeutic exercise, but we're very specific. It's not that we're doing the same low back exercises for
Correct.
Everybody that walks in.
Correct.
It might be, you know, like instead of it being a disc problem, you knew it was a piriformis syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So the protocol is different.
Sure. Even if it is a disc problem, you have an anterior lumbar situation or a posterior lumbar situation. Different exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So which muscles are involved? What are the structural changes? All those things go into play on understanding what type of exercises. And what one person's exercises that takes care of the low back pain would be awful for another person. Mm-hmm. So having those x-rays, the diagnosis is beforehand. And the nice thing that we have in here is a team. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have just one thing that we're working on. We have the chiropractic, we have the
acupuncture,
we have the massage, we have the rehabilitative exercises, and, you know, putting everything together, they find that chiropractic for low back pain is about 54% effective. Mm-hmm. And then for rehabilitative exercises, it's about 56% effective. For acupuncture, they find it about 52% effective. However, if you combine them all,
it's 150%.
It really is. It's you know, if you're hitting it with everything, you know, I sit there and I said, well, you know, people say, doc, are you going to be able to fix this terrible low back pain? I don't want to start another process and not right. get results. And I sit there and I said, well, you know, anything's possible, but you would be the first one. Mm-hmm. You know, on not being able to get that fixed.
Right.
And it's the combinations that we put together and everybody working together as a unit.
Yeah.
That's what makes it unique.
I just think of, you know, the teeth, you know, are to the dentist as the spine is to the chiropractor.
Sure.
I mean, the study that you have, your training in palpating and using your hands and knowing what's going on, mm-hmm. you know, is so important. Well, when we come back, let's talk, we have more to talk on the treatments, but also natural muscle relaxers that are up there that we can talk about that we have here at the Prather Practice.
Another aspect.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there is a device you use at your office called the Electrodermal Screening, or EDS. Tell us a little bit about it and why you call it the lie detector for the body.
Well, the Electrodermal Screening Unit is a galvanic skin response unit, and it actually falls under the same category as a lie detector test or biofeedback.
Huh.
So it is actually, we can actually rig our electrodermal screening to actually do lie detector. But it is also, a good term on that is a lie detector for the body. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're actually, you know a whole list of different types of products that could possibly work in each type of situation, but everybody knows that not everybody responds well to penicillin. Mm-hmm. You know, some people actually have some very negative reactions to it, matter even to death. Some people, it's a lifesaver. Well, that's true of everything. And what the electrodermal screening does is it actually gives you a predetermination on how you're actually going to respond to any type of thing that we might prescribe to you before you actually take it, which is extremely helpful. Now, it's not a diagnostic tool. You know, it is not classified as a diagnostic tool. But as we've gotten the approval from the federal government on the use of it, we use it purely as a means of checking to see the body's response before you would actually take something.
Okay.
So it's a response machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to have knowledge beforehand on what products will actually work with each type of condition.
Right.
So we're very dependent upon our lab tests and the gold standard types of diagnostic tests. But then once you've determined that, what do you do with that? Because in our instrument, we have actually 80,000 different products that we can check on.
Wow.
So with that, we can actually find out what's going to work the best for you and how you're going to respond on things before you actually take them.
And what about its effectiveness?
Through clinical studies, they have found that it's 80% accurate, over 80% accurate, which, you know, mm-hmm. was what actually attracted me to it, because there's not too many things that you can actually have that kind of results with.
Right, right. And this electrodermal screening eliminates some of the guessing.
The guesswork is the biggest thing that we're trying to get rid of.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling, yeah. Streetlights. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about low back pain as a part of a 10-week series called Your Health from Head to Toe. Next week, we'll be talking about the hips. And we talked about some of the services that we do here at the Prather Practice that are very effective with low back pain. We talked about acupuncture, massage, chiropractic, mm-hmm. very effective. In fact, Dr. Prather, how often do you refer out to a surgeon for low back pain?
Probably two patients a year.
Two patients a year, yeah. Over 30 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. I want listeners to know that there is something you can do besides surgery. You know,
right.
Definitely as a first resort.
Yeah, everyone agrees, even the surgeons, that surgery is the last resort.
Mm-hmm.
It is oftentimes necessary for patients, but if you can find another means of doing it, they've done several studies where after 5 years, if they measured someone on their outcomes, that they were always better off if they had never had surgery. Mm. Now, there are times where it's absolutely necessary, but it's much less than the number of surgeries that take place.
Right.
So if you can get the... And one of the reasons that we have such good benefits is that we combine all the different types of
treatments
yeah. mm-hmm. all together. You know, it's the combination that really works. You know, if you can get 50% of the people better with chiropractic, and then you add another 25% with acupuncture and another 25% with rehab, pretty soon you're starting to get into the numbers that really matter. And as you combine those, then your results always work better.
It's 110%.
No. I know.
Well, let's talk about other services here at the Prather Practice that are effective for low back pain. Auricular therapy. A lot of people probably haven't heard of it, but it's very highly effective.
Highly effective, and something that is a has a lot of research going into it. One of the things is auricular therapy is the most proven therapy in the world. Mm-hmm. You can actually hit a point on the ear, because auricular therapy is ear treatment,
mm-hmm.
and it will have a stimulation in certain parts of the brain. So you can take down the pain that people have on a long-term type of basis by using the ear points to get certain type of relief, and extremely good for low back pain and sciatica. So that is something that we have in our arsenal that we use quite a bit to get people well. Most of the people are well before that, but it is something that we use as people are in really desperate need of pain relief, and it's
yeah.
extremely effective.
And it affects what it's working on is the brain.
Yes. What we find on that is, you know, it doesn't fix the original problem, but oftentimes pain can get lodged up into the brain mm-hmm. where the neural pathways are going through. And if you can get that settled down, then oftentimes those, especially for any type of chronic, long-term type of pain, auricular therapy is usually absolutely necessary.
Mm, good. Well, let's talk about some natural muscle relaxers and anti-inflammatories that we have here at the Prather Practice.
Yes, and that is one thing that you know, that has been proven. Matter of fact, many of the studies have found that combinations of the both homeopathics and herbals that we utilize And the enzymes that oftentimes they're even more effective than the pharmaceuticals. Mm. And what's great about these is that there are no side effects and that there aren't any addiction that's occurred with that, no liver damage, no kidney damage. So when you start to use these types of products, you can get the same type of pain relief and muscle relaxing that you can get with the pharmaceuticals, but without any of the problems that are associated with that. And we probably have about 200 different types that we can actually utilize.
200?
200. Wow. So there's even more choices with that than there would be pharmaceutically.
Well, I know I have the Formula 303 in our medicine cabinet. That's something that we carry here.
Absolutely.
A nice natural muscle relaxant, and then the anti-inflammatories.
Sure,
natural.
So, certainly.
It is.
People are really, we have a Progyna product called ProTrauma, and people are amazed at how well that helps with the inflammatory process.
That was so, a combination of acupuncture.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. There are a lot more options than what people realize.
Now, I know we also do trigger point injections for back pain. Talk more about that, Dr. Prather.
Well, one of the things that not only do you need to get the skeletal structure back into place, but you also need to get the soft tissue. And one of the things, if the muscles have been in spasm for quite a while, especially the balance muscles like the gluteus medius, gluteus minimus, they can be in spasm for long periods of time. And if they've been in spasm for a long period of time, they've actually squeezed the blood out. And even though you make the correction, the muscles can still be tight. So what we do is we do a saline solution, which is imitates the blood, gets in there, gets the ion transfers, the muscle relaxes, then we can go in there and work with the muscle and really get it relaxed. And many of the patients have been amazed by how effective it is. And they said, where has it been all my life?
Where has it been? Miss Trigger Point.
Oh. That's right.
Let's talk about decompression therapy.
Certainly. One of the things that occurs as you get a joint locked, now when there's an injury to a nerve, the joint locks so there's not a lot of movement. The body kind of locks it in position. And long term, as it locks into position, then the body is dependent upon the movement to get the nutrients into the joint. And if that's not occurring and that happens for years and years and years, then you start to get some degeneration. That's where you get the arthritis, the degenerative disc, all those types of things. So what we do is we get the joint back into proper position so it's no longer locked. Then we take that joint and pump it. Mm-hmm. And as we pump it, we start to get the nutrients back in it. We've had people with 75% disc degeneration come back to completely normal within a year. Mm. On post x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we offer and that we can get some really, really good results. And even some of the things that people thought that you would never recover from. So it's sort of a reversal of the aging process of the spine.
You can even get taller.
You can actually get taller. That's correct.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Very informative on low back pain.
Well, thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision erection problems, infertility, and so much more. Through the end of July, the Prather Practice is offering 3 acupuncture sessions for only $99. That's over 50% off of the regular price. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.